Today we have joining us on our program, Tina Bakehouse from over at Golden Hills RC&D. Tina, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Hopefully waiting, wishing for spring to arrive.
I know. We need it desperately.
We sure do. Well, we can still think spring and summer anyway. And I know the folks that you work with have got a program put together this summer season focusing on ag arts camps around southwest Iowa. Tina, what are ag arts camps?
Well, we all know agriculture is, you know, based on the growing of food here in Iowa. We're known for corn, soybeans, and we have lots of local farmers who grow and raise livestock for production. And arts is sort of an abstract where we have the visual and performance arts. And so I sort of helped come up with this concept of let's blend those two things together. So ag arts is defined as it's an interdisciplinary approach of blending science and art to teach people that growing and producing and making food and tasting food is art. And so the power of ag arts, it really benefits people get to explore how their food is grown, experience time in nature, and then get to focus and express ideas creatively.
Yeah, you bet. You know, if I think food being an art, I guess I'm going to one of those big city restaurants where you get these foo-foo things on your plate where it's all doctored up, but the food is tiny and it just kind of looks nice, maybe not quite so appetizing. That's not what we're looking for here.
No, well, and to me, agriculture is art. And so if you think about the art of touching soil, and that soil is a living, growing organism, and it kind of creates this permanent record of people who touch it. And so, therefore, it's sort of our responsibility to care for the soil, because that soil grows plants. And if you look through a garden and you see all these vibrant colors of the rainbow, you see reds, oranges, yellows, greens, to me, that's visually art. And so the experience of agriculture and art, or ag arts, taps into our five senses of smell, sight, taste, and touch.
That's art here.
We can hear, too, the waving of the,
that's right,
of the leaves in the wind.
You bet. Well, I'm guessing that to put on projects like this, you've probably got to have a lot of cooperation, right?
That's absolutely true. So we're excited. This last summer, I did two pilot projects at Maple Edge Farm, where I live, just to tap into my creativity and to blend this idea of teaching youth arts. And so I sort of had a bigger vision. I wanted to help other counties and coordinate and connect and collaborate with other farmers and artists in the area. So this summer, it's gone from two camps last summer to seven. So that's really exciting. We have one that we're doing June 7th at Fort Tail Farms near Avoca in Pottawatomie County. On June 11th, we have one at Rolling Hills with Denise O'Brien's farm in Cass County. On the 13th of June, we have Resilient Farms near Red Oak, Iowa, in Montgomery County. On the 15th of June, it's Jerry Banks Farm near Glenwood in Mills County. And then on the 20th, Chris Teachout's farm in Shenandoah. And then on the 22nd and 29th is Maple Edge Farm near Hastings or Malvern, Iowa.
Did you reach out to these folks, or did they reach out to you?
Well, I said, I want this to happen, and I sort of passed by the conversation with my boss, Michelle Watke Franks, and said, what do you think about this? And she said, all right, just reach out to some farmers. And so I have some contacts with various farmers in the area, and then a couple people sort of caught wind that I was doing this, so I thought, oh, I'll just do a couple. And then a couple of folks said, well, I want to get on board with that. And so that was exciting. It's kind of grown into an interest. And what's great about each of these different camps is that they're different. They're not all the same. So one camp, they might be touching clay soil and crafting a pinch pot with that soil and then firing it in a kiln and creating from the soil and eating mixed greens. Another camp, it might be developing a story and performing it to music, whereas another, it might be creating soil art and painting or photography. So each of the art pieces, whether visual or performance, are different, and the curricula is unique for each camp.
You bet. So the immediate response you got from these folks, very positive.
Yes, absolutely, because I feel like through ag arts, we can all become more conscientious conscientious, creative human beings and mindful of Iowa's beauty, because we are really a beautiful state, particularly here in Southwest Iowa. And this particular project really has an inclusive collaboration effect where the attendees will learn diverse artistic and agricultural skills from both farmers and artists through observation, through learning, and through communicating through different perspectives.
Sure, you bet. Well, and even today, when you think about it, there aren't anywhere near as many folks who live on the farms and could experience that day-to-day beauty that you talk about. A lot of folks, they rent farm ground. They might live in town and just visit it to take care of what they need to take care of. They don't necessarily live there. So it's kind of really, in some ways, reconnecting folks.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about it, is it's getting to reconnect urban and rural community members to strategize ways to eat healthier and support our farmers with the locally sourced food to make positive impacts, not only on the environment when we eat local, but also in our communities. And what's been fascinating to me, even though we're kind of in Southwest Iowa, we're considered rural communities, by and large, a lot of the young people are living in the small towns and maybe on an acreage, but they still might have a disconnection as to where exactly their food comes from.
You bet. So what's the practical day-to-day life application for programs like this? What do you hope folks will really pull out of this?
Well, my biggest hope is, well, first of all, I feel we're all creative in our own right, and part of being able to be creative problem solvers is just a piece of how we function in day-to-day life and in our communities. And then with this particular AgArcs project, my goal is that ultimately we get to express creative ideas together, but also at the deep part of it, we understand where our food comes from, and then in the end, hopefully make healthier choices. And so each of these camps, my hope is to give kiddos and families little recipes as to easy ways to craft a healthy, hearty meal that they can make together with their family, because AgArcs is a new experience and it's even more powerful when done together with other people.
Sure, and you've kind of just answered my next question, but I see the word camps and I immediately think of youngsters, but this is really something that anyone can pull from.
Absolutely. So I do have a couple of the camps already filled with the YMCA, like, for example, the June 11th at Rolling Hills in Cass County has the local YMCA attending. But I am very open with having the June 7th camp is still open slots. And so families, homeschoolers, older adults, you know, grandparents and their children could come to that camp. And so we're open to really what I would love is the intergenerational experience of getting youngsters with the older adults and learning from each other.
Well, this sounds like a program that is very adaptable, too. This could spread through other parts of the state, perhaps.
That's sort of my goal. So I'm working on a grant right now of developing curricula so that it can be available and that eventually becomes a statewide, maybe even regional and beyond program to educate families, even healthcare professionals, that there is a healing power of getting on a farm, being outdoors in nature, and tasting healthy, growing food. You know, the research is showing there's an International Journal of Public of Environmental and Public Health state that people who are outdoors engaged in educational curriculum have a much higher sense of well-being and mental health. And so to me, if we can get people outdoors on a farm learning where their food comes from, it really can empower people. And I love what Will Frett from Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation says, that we have national and state parks for people to interact with nature, but what opportunities do we have for people to understand where their food or how their food is being produced?
Yeah, we need to import some folks from some of those big cities out east that think their food comes from the grocery store and don't know anything prior
right.
to that.
Or that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows. So I think it's a lot of it is exposure and understanding. Even a year ago, my husband brought a chicken to my son's first grade classroom, and I think the kids were really surprised to hear that Kentucky Fried Chicken originates as a chicken. And so it's having that connection with kids, with families, to get them aware of what we have, and then maybe even plant the seed literally and figuratively, that they might consider even growing some of their own food, because really that's the healthiest for the environment and for their bodies.
Yeah, we sometimes joke about the fact that some folks from some of those big cities elsewhere don't understand where their food comes from. There are a lot of Iowans that don't. That's the disconnect we have now, where not a lot of folks grow up on farms anymore, is that they don't really necessarily, the youngsters, understand where that food comes from.
Right, and if we think about what's really important in terms of supporting local foods, it really does help in terms of our carbon footprint with transportation, with the environment. And it's just great to support each other and support local, and the nutrition is much more heavily dense than food if it doesn't have to travel and sit on the shelf for so long.
You bet. Well, it matches in with the focus we have these days. There are so many folks that want to know where their food comes from, how it was grown, perhaps even know the farmer who helped to produce that food in the first place. You know, issues like organic, locally grown, those things are all more and more important to folks. So it fits right in with what you're trying to accomplish here.
It really is, and that's what Golden Hills RCD is all about. Our mission is really, in addition to caring about promoting and developing cultural and environmental and conservation projects, we really do care about quality of life for Western Iowans, and part of that is thinking about how we can connect together as a group, as well as eat healthy foods and support one another, and we can do that through AgArt.
You bet. You can eat healthy and have fun.
Absolutely. And you can contact me if you have more questions or you'd like more information. You can contact me by emailing me at tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. That's tina@goldenhillsrcd.org. Or you can give me a call and ask your questions. I'd be happy to chat with you. And the number at Golden Hills is 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. Or you can even stop by here in Oakland. We're just on Highway 6 here, and so come and see us.
Absolutely. Tina, thank you so much. Good luck with that project.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it. And food is art, and art feeds the soul. So when you're thinking about something creative that you'd like to do, reach out and try some AgArts projects, particularly with an AgArts camp.